It's the Morning KLH with Dave and Doreen.
Good morning. Thanks for listening to Dave and Doreen along with Marcus. This is the Morning KLH. Time to check in with host of the Midday Show. He takes over at 10 when we're done. Dave Coombs, brought to you by Belinsky Homes. Belinsky Homes, built for your life. Visit Belinsky.com. Dave Coombs, good morning. How you doing?
Morning, guys. Something happened during the Midday Show yesterday I think you guys will find amusing here about the Brewers.
Okay. All right. Somebody called you about it, and you had just come out of a song. Okay, here it is.
Black Crowes there, the Brew Crew on the road in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates before returning home against the vaunted Yankees this coming weekend. KLH, what's up?
Yeah, just a quick correction. He said the Brewers were going to be playing the Boston Yankees this coming weekend.
That's not funny. What you said. No, you said the vaunted.
Yes,
thank
you. Did.
Yes, yes, vaunted.
Clearly.
I heard that. Yeah.
But the guy kind of freaked me out. I'm like, oh, did I really
say the Boston
really
Yankees?
Say
yeah, right. You got to go back and listen.
Yeah.
That guy must have been thinking, what an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
I just said Boston Yankees.
I got a call.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he had to.
But all good. We cleared the
you
air
cleared
there.
Okay,
I
good.
I think we're okay.
The other thing you did, you made the big Steve Miller concert announcement, and
right.
You got tickets to give away for that.
Yep, and then a game called Bringing in the Steves, which I'm going to play all week on the show.
Okay.
So it's famous people named Steve in chunks of four. So here was yesterday's clue, and people had to identify the famous Steves in this clip. Here you go.
Okay, so you have to identify all the Steves.
Yeah, see how
all
you right. guys do.
This
right.
is not Candy Store Rock and Roll Corporation Jelly Roll. Play the singles, It Ain't Me, It's Program Insanity.
If I had a gun with two bullets and I was in a room with Hitler, Bin Laden, and Toby, I would shoot Toby twice.
Will you love, you've never seen a woman taken by the wind.
1966, I'm in Little League, I'm on first. I steal third. I went straight across.
Okay.
I got it.
Yeah, it was easy.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it was. But I'm starting off easy. It's going to get tougher as the week goes on.
Okay, so Steven Tyler.
Yep.
Steve Carell.
Stevie Nicks. Steve Martin.
No, Steven Wright.
Steven Wright.
Oh, Steven Wright. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I did not.
That was Steven Wright.
Yep. Yep. So that's how it's going to be all week with bringing in the Steves.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what.
So I'll do
win.
Another one today, and okay. then, but it's going to get tougher today.
That's the way you win the Steve Miller tickets.
So folks know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And I don't know if you saw this. Waukesha made a pretty big national list.
Yeah, among the best towns to retire in.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What were the credentials?
Well, they studied things like living expenses and low crime rates and
access to health care and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
sort of a quality of
all
life.
All the usuals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A final index score. And Waukesha received a score of 82 overall. The number one city to retire in, Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, with a livability score of 92.
What? Camp Hill, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I've actually been through there.
That's Philly, right?
No, I think it's sort of on the way toward Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
So it's sort of in the middle of the state of Pennsylvania. I used to travel all the time right through it. I didn't see anything interesting about it. But anyway, there are 44 towns on the list, and Waukesha is one of them. Hmm. Well, the only Wisconsin town.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they got the best toilet paper bathroom in Woodman's.
We already know that.
That's true.
How many different 13 different rolls?
At least. Yeah, right?
And
still haven't been.
We talked about this earlier this morning. This is a crazy list. You're speaking about lists.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Clark, the number one pick of the Indiana Fever, they took the list of NFL jerseys, went all the way down the list.
Okay.
They added together in the last calendar year, how many Dallas Cowboy jerseys were sold for any player on the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
They added it all up. Caitlin Clark sold more jerseys on draft day alone than every player on the Cowboys roster over the past calendar year.
So you're talking, just the current Cowboys then?
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
The current Cowboys.
Well, they stink compared to the former Cowboys.
Well, that's true.
True, but there's a lot of members on the team.
Yeah, that's true.
She's outselling the entire team. Tim McGraw bought one, wore it on stage this weekend in Indy for his show.
That's a good move.
That's a really good move.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw this, but they're going to do a big roast of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
This looks good.
Yeah.
The trailer is out for Tom Brady getting roasted. It's going to be called The Greatest Roast of All Time, Tom Brady, live on Netflix, and it'll be the night of Cinco de Mayo, and this is the trailer for it.
The man, the arena, The Roast of Tom Brady, live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, no Brady rule.
No problem.
The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, live. Hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
Should be good. I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just the fact that he thinks he's unroastable.
Mm-hmm.
Makes him very roastable.
Yeah. They made him say that for the promo.
I'm sure they did. Right. Yeah.
I bet he thinks it, though.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Once again, May 5th on Netflix, the Tom Brady roast.
Well, you know, it should be funny because he was going to be a stand-up comedian for a while. Remember he had that, there was that rumor that he wanted to be, maybe, now he, this is his chance to bust out some material,
I just don't see him being.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But this is his big chance.
Because isn't like self-deprecation a big part of being a comedian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And the fact that he just comes across as like, I'm unroastable.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. May 5th, of course, on Netflix. Dave Coombs, thanks for the time.